Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, our special guest is in front of me. Her name is Deborah Norville, and she's wonderful. Welcome back to The Big Show.
I am so happy to be in the room where The Big Show happens. Thank you, Scott.
Usually we chat over the phone and find out what you're up to.
But since the phones are so bad,
yeah, exactly.
That bring you in.
I love it.
You needn't rub it in.
No, listen. I work for CBS also. I get it.
But this is also because you're sort of on a book tour here right now, right?
Yes, and I'm so excited, thanks to, you know, guys like you. This little chicken soup for the soul book called Think Positive, Live Happy is the number one book in America in the self-help list.
I love it.
And what are you doing here then? You don't need us.
I do need you because, you know what? It's all about sharing good stories because God knows we need to hear them. Yeah.
Well, how many chicken soup books
are
there?
There's a ton of them.
I think it's over 250. Yeah. I don't know the precise number, but this is
really
actually the fifth one I've gotten to
wonderful.
Be a part of.
Yeah.
They stumbled into a pretty good little thing there, didn't they?
You know what? It is just the whole story of Chicken Soup for the Soul is kind of a metaphor for all of us who feel like, you know, nobody ever believes in us and nobody ever thinks we can do it. And the original authors of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, were at the book fair, God, how many years ago? 30 years ago, whatever.
Right.
And they literally counted. It was over 110 different publishers who walked right past or picked up the book and said, nah, not for us.
See, that's when you have to believe in yourself.
You've got to believe in yourself. And there was finally,
so that's what the book is about.
That's what the book is, itself is about, and that's what this book is. You know, that we're talking about is about. And it's just filled with 101 stories that I don't care what kind of day you're having.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up, you let it fall open where it does. Each story is like maybe 2, max 3 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to lift your spirit.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow.
You believe.
Yeah.
You know, in a world like we have right now where every day there's something new to worry about.
Yeah.
It's got to be fun to put together a book like that and see it be accepted like
and necessary.
It is.
Yeah, you know, we sort of want to send a thank you note down to Washington for their publicity assistance. Because it really, honestly, I mean, we all get crazed by the headlines. It's just, you know, it's hard to make sense of so many things that are happening. And that's why something like the Chicken Soup, Think Positive, Live Happy book is a good thing, because you read a story. Like, there's a story about a man down, he might even be listening because we go all the way down to Philly. He's from the Philly area, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is the one you don't want if you're going to have to get cancer. And he asked the doctor, said, well, do you think we can plan a family vacation at Christmas? He said, I can't guarantee you'll be around for it.
Mm.
But they planned the vacation. They took the vacation. It's now been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has now had 9 family vacations. They've got photo albums to celebrate every one of them. And the point isn't if you have a happy, positive outset, you're going to beat cancer. His message is make each day count.
Every single day.
That's
the way it is.
However many you're going to get. And so we did a story about him on Inside Edition. And we showed him in the backyard playing with the grandkids softball and all that. And I texted him afterwards. I said, I hope you like the story. It was our honor to get to do it. He said, the kids love seeing themselves on TV. And he goes, me? I'm just happy to be seen anywhere. And that's just the spirit of this wonderful man.
So you pick up this book.
His name is Fred Loomis, by the way.
You pick up the book. It's like an affirmation.
Yeah.
It's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Because no matter what's going on in your life, if you need to feel better and you need an affirmation, you pick up a story like that and you can't not feel good.
Well, let me tell you what's so crazy about when we were putting this book together. So I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy Newmark,
I know the whole story.
Yeah.
They saw you on TV and they told you one of your viewers found it.
Yeah, I had a lump. And we'd been watching this lump for 20 years. And then in January, as Amy Newmark, the co-editor and publisher, and I were going through, I think we winnowed down from 600 stories to 101.
Wow.
She was diagnosed with fallopian cancer. Hers is way more scary. But both of us are dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we're reading all these wonderful stories that uplift your spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had my surgery, she had her surgery, and she was having a hard time. In fact, her story is number one in the book. Mm. And her story was, I was having a hard time, she said, dealing with the fear, because this is a cancer that has a possibility of recurring in her case. And she said, Doc, I don't know how to deal with the fear. And the doctor said, well, why don't you go to a shrink? So she goes to the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist goes through all this laundry list about, do you have things you can think positively about? Do you do this? Do you that? And she goes, yeah, I, this is my job. This is what I do. And the shrink says, there's nothing for me to do here. And Amy's way of dealing with the fear, which somebody listening right now has got something major scary going in their life. She said, you know what? This is a scary thing, and I should focus on this fear. But she kind of did a Scarlett O'Hara thing. She said, I'll think about it tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm scheduling 10 minutes
exactly
from 8 to 8:10 to deal and focus with my fears and really fixate on them. Well, you know what happened. 8 a.m. rolls around. Sun came up. She got a hot cup of coffee in her hand. She's feeling good. Don't need to worry about it. And it gave her permission to be scared at the designated time, at which
like
point
she was in
it.
Control of it.
Bingo.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
I know.
That's, and the book is filled with stories like that.
I see you're missing up a little bit over there.
What do you mean?
Your eyes are getting a little misty.
Yeah.
When you tell
it's, an, it's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul. Think positive, live happy. And you've been through some trying times in your life besides besides the cancer scare there.
Yeah.
I remember back when you were on the Today Show and learned what a political jungle it is.
Oh, yeah, and I've been reading more about it. Thank you, Mr. Ronan Farrow. This has been, what? Can I tell you what? I blew through that book. I finished it night before last.
Yeah, isn't it? It's so amazing.
It was a great read.
They say it's a great read.
It's an excellent read. It's really well documented.
It unfolds like a really, almost a
like
fiction.
A thriller.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he'll win more awards for his reporting in this book.
Yeah. Or
already has a Pulitzer. What else
a
can
A lot
he
of
get?
Courage to write it when you read the people involved.
Yeah, and also he lost his job over this, over his insistence that this was a story that needed to be told.
They're still trying to cover for that. They won't give it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a big believer. I speak in bumper stickers mostly to my kids and anybody else who'll listen, and one of them is facts are your friend.
Yeah.
And if you stick to the facts, it's always going to be an easy story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she is
true.
Deborah Norville, her new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy. Thanks to Amy Newmark for her help, too.
Absolutely.
And Inside Edition, weeknights, 7 p.m., CBS 2. Are you off this week? Is already done? You're working on
No, no, no. In fact, we're working on a story today. We've got this crazy video, one of those Nest Cam things. The tree literally fell in the house on the family. Everybody's okay, and we're going to be talking to the family today.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's so great to see you. We love you. And
Thank you. You've
always had that. You know, it's funny you write that book because you've always been that person with that bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She is Deborah Norville, and this is CBS FM Radio New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.